Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When albums start to get past 12 tracks, that's when you start to have them little filler songs in there, and it might not be all the way there. Like, you might have some skippable moments. But if he's saying he got this no-skip policy, I believe him. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to yet another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Thursday, and some interesting news today. So NBA Youngboy is thinking of quitting rap music. Also, apparently there is more new unreleased Tupac music, and I'm just trying to figure out how much music this man recorded while he was alive. Also, Drake has been crowned the biggest rapper of 2021, and Roddy Ricch has revealed that he is dropping his brand new album. Before we get into all of that, though, I gotta say, make sure you follow the podcast, whatever streaming platform you're listening to us on right now, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, all of that. We thank you. Now, let's go ahead and get right into it. So let's kick it off with NBA Youngboy. So he's out of jail. He's currently on house arrest. He's built an in-home studio, and now he wants to quit rap music.
Yes. So how we found this out was because DJ Academics had like a Clubhouse conversation. And of course, NBA Youngboy was on the phone. I don't even know how Clubhouse work anymore, but they was on the phone together and they were just talking. And the conversation lasted for hours, but some of the clips that were brought up were him basically saying he wanted to quit making music.
Yeah, so Youngboy basically revealed to Academics that he's been tired of this whole rap thing, and this has been something that he's feeling for quite a while. He said, "I lost love for music, and it brings me too many problems." He said, "I've been wanting to stop making music for about 1.5 years. Now, he also, right after he said that, revealed that he is dropping some new music this Friday.
Yeah, as well as a new video, too. So,
okay, so being that he is dropping this new song, this new video so soon after getting out, do you think he's coming back with another album? Because I feel like NBA Youngboy doesn't wait long periods in between his music. So he might drop an album in January. You might get another one in August. Like, do we think another NBA Youngboy album is coming? Or do you think he's just dropping this Lucy as a song?
I feel like, well, whatever that album that came out while he was still locked up, he had that going on. So I wonder if it's going to be another album or just like a couple singles here and there. But I don't know what NBA Youngboy, like, I can't read him. I can't tell.
Yeah, I mean, well, the one that dropped while he was in jail was a compilation album. So I'm like, is he going to drop his own? Maybe, probably. I don't know. I think he got at least a couple more in him. I don't think he's done. Plus, he got too many kids to not be dropping music, honestly. So you got at least 10 mouths to feed, NBA Youngboy. So you're going to have to put out some more music. I don't think he's set yet all the way to where he could just not drop music ever again. Even though I do know his streaming numbers on YouTube are crazy, so he's probably getting all those checks coming in every month without having to put out anything. But at the end of the day, I don't know if he has that, you know, it's going to last me and all my 15 kids forever money yet, just yet. I think he probably will have it if he continues on the path that he's on. But right now, I don't know if this is the time for him to retire.
Yeah, too many mouths to feed. You gotta keep going just a little bit longer.
Just a little. Now, speaking of releasing music, Tupac still has unreleased music from before he passed away. And I'm really just trying to figure it out, like, what his catalog really was. Because you got to think, Tupac was in his early 20s when he passed. And for him to have so much unreleased music that we don't know about yet, it's just like, was this man, did he live in the studio? Like, how does he have all of these songs that we haven't heard?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because this new thing that they have is a new hard drive, and it happens to belong to Tupac's old bodyguard and friend named Frank Alexander, who has also since passed away. So somehow somebody got this hard drive and they are wanting it auctioned off. And but what's on this hard drive is some more unreleased music. It's even photos, videos, legal documents are on this hard drive. So this one's a big one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it said some of the highlights on the hard drive include a 35-second clip from a never-released song, which is very rare in Tupac's recording history, which I don't know. I didn't feel like that statement was true, because every other year there's another unreleased Tupac moment coming out. But they said that the photos and videos bring you right into Tupac's life in the mid to late 90s and are some of the most intimate media that exists of him. I would like to see these pictures. I think I'm more interested in seeing the pictures than I am of hearing the music.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I think we've seen a lot of the same Tupac pictures over and over. So anytime there's like anything new like that, I think that's interesting.
And with the unreleased songs or unfinished music, it's like it wasn't released for a reason. They didn't feel it was the product to put out, or they didn't want to put it out at the time. It might not have been sounding good enough for their liking while they were here. So with the unreleased music, it can get tricky sometimes. But with unreleased photos, like, I feel like you can't go wrong. But going back to this song, though, it's called Let's Get It On, Ready to Rumble. And this was apparently played at the Mike Tyson versus Bruce Seldon fight, which is the fight Tupac attended that night he was murdered, of course. And then some of the pictures show him hanging out with Suge Knight and Mike Tyson. So you already know those are probably some epic photos. Tupac and Mike Tyson together. I want to see that.
Yeah, for sure. But if you want to see it, you have to bid on this hard drive. And it's already starting at a $10,000 bid. So it ain't going to be cheap to see these things.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And they say it's probably going to wind up going for anywhere between $600,000 and $1.2 million. I wonder who's going to buy these, though. I feel like one of the hip-hop museums or something should buy these and just put them on display so everybody can see them.
I hope the right person bids and gets this hard drive, because I don't want another, what was the story about where that one person bidded on, I think, a Wu-Tang Clan album?
Yeah, and Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, we don't want one of those.
Yeah, nah, we don't want that. We don't want it in the wrong hands. I want somebody to buy it and then show it to everybody, or at least put it on display somewhere where people can come and see it physically. Like, that would be dope. Something like that.
Exactly.
And a 10% portion of the sale will be donated to the Tupac Amaru Shakur Foundation. Now, I felt like that was a little measly percentage, honestly. Like, this is pictures of Tupac, the one who the foundation is named after. So y'all couldn't give a little bit more than 10%?
Yeah, really. 10%'s nothing.
But we're going to move it along, though. Let's go on to Drake. You know, this hasn't been Drake Daily for a minute. We were on Certified Lover Boy Watch a few months back. But I feel like, you know, we haven't really done like a really Drake episode in a while. So let's talk about how the boy was crowned the biggest rapper of 2021 by Spotify. And this is not just a made-up title. This comes from actual streaming numbers. You know, Spotify does their Spotify Wrapped every year, where they basically tell you all the statistics of the music that you love the most, which songs you had on repeat, who were your biggest artists, and all of that. So they do it for you personally. And then they also do one where it's globally, like, these are the top listened to artists on Spotify. These are the most streamed songs on Spotify. So we get like a whole entire breakdown of these statistics. And Drake was apparently the number one rapper on the list.
Yep, on this big list. Even though Drake comes in at number four, but he's the first rapper. So he's in front of him is Bad Bunny, Taylor Swift, and BTS. So then it's Drake being the first rapper on the list. And the only other rapper on the list is Juice WRLD, who is at number 10. So
wow.
List. Yeah,
wow, no, that's crazy. I think Drake being number four really isn't even that bad, because you said there's no other rappers above him. And then when you think of BTS, based in Asia, You know how many more people there are there than there are in the United States and Canada? So I feel like Drake is doing pretty good at number four on this list, for sure.
Yeah.
And you got Taylor Swift, who was also up there. Kanye West did make an appearance after Drake. And this was good because this was his second year in a row doing this, getting this spot too. So it doesn't look like the rain is coming to an end anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, Drake is always going to get it. Drake is always going to be at the top spot, looks like.
And we do know that CLB got over a billion streams. So Lil Durk was right with what he said on the album when he was like, you know, Drake's song's going to do a billion streams for sure. I'm going to promote my girl's business or whatever he said on the song In the Bible. And being that CLB had a billion streams, you would think one of those songs from Certified Lover Boy would be on the list of most streamed Spotify songs, but they're not. That was the crazy part to me.
Yeah, that is crazy. Huh, I wonder if maybe, like, I don't know what could have been it. I mean, did he really have a big, big number one song this year? I don't know.
I think it's more of all of the streams totaled up together amounted to more than anybody. So he might not have had a billion streams on one particular song, but he's got 500 million on 50 different songs, and it's going to add up to more than what everybody else has. So I just think it's that. I just think it's the sheer number of songs that he had out, which is why. Now, if he would have had just one song out, just put out like a single or two, and people would have had to keep replaying that over and over instead of having a whole album to listen to, then it would probably be one of the top stream songs. But being that there were so many songs on the album, I think those streams were just dispersed against all of those different songs.
Ah, makes sense.
Yes, so congrats to Drake on being the top artist. Did you do your Spotify Wrapped?
You know, I just have Apple Music. I don't have a Spotify, so I don't know. But,
yeah, you got to join the gang, man. You got to join the gang. You know, Spotify, Apple. You know, I diversify the streaming apps. You know, I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Music sometimes. I'm on Tidal. So I'll do like the little year-end things. I had a pretty interesting list. Some of my top songs, I was like, are y'all sure? Are y'all really sure that I played that the most? But sometimes I'll fall asleep. If I like a song, I may fall asleep with it on repeat. So I feel like my list might have been a little skewed with some tracks. But other tracks, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like Lemon Pepper Freestyle, I'm like, yeah, that was one of my top tracks. Her Come Through, I'm like, yeah, that was one of my top tracks for sure. So my Spotify rap was pretty interesting. You should do it next year. You got to get Spotify so next year you can do your Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do it next year and see what happened. And we can like compare, because we really can't compare Apple to Spotify. It's going to be different. But
right. Yeah. Okay, now let's move on to some other big news. Roddy Ricch has finally announced the brand new album, Live Life Fast. And he's given us a date on it. Now, this is big news because this man has been teasing this album for a year now. With no concrete dates, no concrete titles, no nothing. Just teasing us like, oh, it's coming. This is going to be my best work yet. Da 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 da. And now we finally got the concrete info on when the album is coming. So Roddy is on the way.
Yes, finally. He took the Instagram with the cover art and said, Live Life Fast 12/17. Spread the word.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, if you look at the cover, it shows him riding in a whip. It's nighttime. You can see the lights passing him. He's driving fast, or living life fast, if you will. And it's a pretty dope album cover. I don't know. It looks like Roddy's about to jump in his bag. He showed us a while back, like a track list of songs. I think it was about 18 songs. So if that track list that he showed was correct, then it'll probably be a pretty lengthy album, which I'm excited about because we haven't had music from him in a while besides Late at Night. So I just want to get all this new Roddy music. Do you think, though, that him waiting so long is going to negatively or positively impact the reception of the album? Like, I feel like expectations are probably really high due to the fact that he waited so long to come back.
I could feel like that, but I feel like since Roddy is so talented and his last album was so good, and even the single that he dropped is really good, I have regular hopes for this album. I think it's going to be good. I don't think I have too much expectations, but we're going to see.
Yes. And he also said for this album, he implemented a no skip policy. Now, this makes me happy because when albums start to get past 12 tracks, that's when you start to have them little filler songs in there, and it might not be all the way there. Like, you might have some skippable moments. But if he's saying he got this no skip policy, I believe him. I believe he really is going to make it to the point where you don't have songs to, you don't, there's not that throwaway song on there where you're just like, all right, I could tell you was just trying to fill up space on this album. And I feel like Roddy has been taking his time with the artistry of it all too. Like, you see him learning how to play piano. You see him trying to sing more and do better with his vocals. So I feel like that's a part of why it's taken him so long to get this out. So hopefully all of that shines through when it comes out on December 17th.
Exactly. So exciting. I can't wait.
All right. That's a great note to end it on. New Roddy Ricch coming this month, man. Can't wait. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.